If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you a little bit about Craig Campobasso. He's an award-winning filmmaker and Emmy-nominated casting director, author of the four-part book series of the autobiography of the extraterrestrial saga. He's also the author of a couple best-selling MUFON books, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac, The Ultimate Guide to Grays. He's got several documentaries and films out there, including Stranger at the Pentagon and what we'll be talking about tonight as well, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac. Boy, you keep busy, Craig. Welcome back.
I sure do, George. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself? What's new with you?
Well, I've just, I've already, you know, my day job is casting movies. I just finished two movies this year. The last Christmas movie that'll be released later this year called The Christmas Chain. And as you know, we've finished the documentary to the Extraterrestrial Species Almanac, which will be released in summertime. I don't have the exact date yet, but it's very exciting. It's an hour and a half, and, you know, we've interviewed people who have had face-to-face contact with extraterrestrials ongoing. Some of them have pictures that they've shared with us on film, and so we get to show those, and talking to a lot of really interesting people in the documentary. It's something like you've never seen before. So, and you know, writing, still writing and doing all that stuff.
Good for you. I met the casting director for The Godfather, Andrea Eastman, several months ago. Do you know her?
I've heard of her. God, those were great movies.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
She also did Love Story, and
God, that was one of my favorite movies.
All time classic Hollywoods. But the ETs. First of all, give me your opinion on the congressional hearings they had last year. What did you think of those?
Well, I always think that they're they're great because most people don't know all the stuff that they're actually talking about. I mean, we know that I can't remember exactly what they were called, but Bassett did them, God, maybe 10, 15 years ago, where they brought all those people together, and, you know, they couldn't get any press for it. But this time around, they got press. I think people are just much more open to it now, and things are just getting leaked out, and everybody has a cell phone, so people are seeing stuff in the skies all the time and capturing pictures. So I really believe it's so informative of hearing from professionals about what they know. So I think it's much more believable for people.
Yeah, Bassett and Stephen Greer with their Disclosure project, they really tried, and they continue to pound away.
They do, and they're doing a great job at it.
Absolutely. Do you ever think we're going to get the answers?
Man, that is the million-dollar question.
That's right.
I've always thought Disclosure is pretty much going to come from the people, because everybody really wants it now. So I really believe that people are going, you know, really it is coming from the people, but I also think there's a point where it's going to have to break down and they're going to have to come forward. And Bassett says that that's supposed to happen soon.
How many UFO books do you have out there now, Craig?
I have six, and I just finished two more that are not published yet. And the two are with MUFON, as you know, the UFO Hotspot and Species Almanac. And then I have another fun book of a silly movie I did over 25 years ago, because they recently had a 25-year re-release called The Silence of the Hams. And it was a spoof movie, starred Billy Zane, who played Joe, middle initial D, Foster, and Dom DeLuise played Hannibal Cannibal Pizza.
And Billy Zane was in Titanic, too, wasn't he?
He was. He was the star of Titanic.
Yeah, he did. He did a good job with DiCaprio. And
yes. Absolutely.
Fantastic. And now, films and documentaries, how many of those do you have out, including this latest one, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac?
Just the two, Stranger at the Pentagon, which won several awards, and then this one, which will come out in the summertime, and we're going to actually have a sneak peek at Contact in the Desert on Saturday, June 1st, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Unfortunately, you're going to be in the luncheon or
the banquet.
Yeah, you're going to be in the banquet. So
you're running a movie when I'm in a banquet?
Yes.
Well, you got to come by and say hi, huh?
Of course I am. Of course I am. I'll be there. I'll be there the entire time.
Well, let's talk about the various things that you've done. The ET Almanac, for example, where you have come up with 82 different species of extraterrestrials. How did you get that number?
Well, when I compiled it, from the age of 26, and I'm in my mid-60s now, I have studied religiously contactee cases. About 70 different books that were done on these cases. Some of them are so old, they're no longer in print. But when MUFON approached me to do it, they knew that I had researched all of this, and I came up with over 120 races, but I had to bring the book in under 300 pages. And I always revered Paul Hellyer, and he said that he knew of 82 races that were visiting Earth. He's a former Canadian Minister of Defense, for those that don't know.
And he's passed on.
And he's passed on recently, a couple of years ago. And so I thought, if I can squeeze 82 in here, that will be my homage to Paul Hellyer.
Are they similar, or are they all different?
Well, there's like in humans, there's many different races of humans with different colors of skin, and some have their eyes are a little farther apart, the bridge of the nose is farther apart. Some some eyes are more slanted, some eyes are more bigger, some eyes are more smaller. So there's all different kinds of variations with what we would call the grays. Everybody thinks of the same small statured gray with the big bug eyes, but there are actually as many different species of what we would call grays, but they don't call themselves grays. So when we think of grays, we think of the ones that have been abducting people for a very long time, and that people have more of a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
It really varies case to case. We know when Whitley Strieber was having his abductions, he was near Pine Valley, and there was said to be an underground base there, and lots of people knew about this. There was even a secret community where all the people from Earth worked in conjunction with ETs. They could hear them building the base underground daily. And so, you know, I often wonder if that's where these beings lived and worked during that time, but I'm not sure. But now, of course, Whitley knows that it was a positive experience. I've talked to Yvonne Smith about all of her regressions, hypnosis. And she said the same thing. It starts off with, you know, they're terrified because they just don't understand what's going on. But as time goes by, they begin to see that they are more benevolent. But there are cases where it is completely a negative experience. Like Calvin Parker, who just passed away, he said that he called the alien a she and said that she was so evil that he didn't even, you know, he never described what she looked like. I talked to Calvin because I put his case in the UFO hotspot.
Right. That was the Pascagoula case, right?
That's right, the Pascagoula case. And I think it's called Encounters. There's a new show on right now. They did a nice piece and got Calvin and his wife on camera to talk about the case. But I talked to him and I talked to his publisher at length. And Calvin was, he would have so much fear in his voice even way years and years after it happened. And he said he would never describe her. And I talked to his publisher about it, and I said, is it because if he did, he would bring her to life and she might come back? And the publisher thought that that might be the case as well.
Hmm.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Greys, do you think that could be cyborgs or robots?
Well, there's many different thoughts on that. Some are extraterrestrial biological entities. Some are part organic, part androids. These are said to be created and controlled by races that send them here to do their work, so they don't get caught in the crossfires if anything were to happen here as well. And some people have talked about having an experience with those kind of beings. Some have been having experiences with grays that are all black now. That has been going on for, I would say, about the past 5 or more years. And they're saying that that those are not good experiences, but there's not much data on it yet.
What about the Nordics, which look human-like?
Nordics are pretty much what Valiant Thor would be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to be extremely tall. Most are, they can be from Lyra, Pleiades, Vega system, and they're anywhere from 6 feet to almost 10 feet.
Wow.
And some are, white skinned and others are blue skinned. So there are blue Pleiadians as well. And a lot of people have had contact with Nordics, and it's all been positive. But there are, you know, just like as in all races, there are sort of, I call them the little renegade groups. So some people have been in touch with those kind of groups and all different kind of extraterrestrial experiences, and their experiences weren't happy, let's just say. They were more frightened, and it was more of the fear of seeing them. I once talked, you know, since I'm in the film business, a lot of agents, casting directors, actors, they tell me of their stories, and one that I will never forget was, it was a woman who started on a very popular TV show. And she told me that when her daughter was young, she woke up to seeing bright lights. She lived out in an area where there was lots of land. And she looked out her window and she saw a craft was there. She ran into her daughter's room, and a gray had her daughter's hand and was trying to pull her through the wall. And she grabbed her daughter's hand, and she actually fought with this thing. And she said, "You were not taking my daughter." Well, she won that. She won that one. Another one, an agent told me that when he would wake up at night, a gray's would be literally, a gray's face would be right over his face, and he would just freak out. And I'm not kidding you, the fear that was in his eyes, and he told me, he said, I make sure every night that I have something to do to where I don't get home till midnight, because then I know I'm going to sleep through the night and I don't have to wake up to that. So, I mean, there's just so many different stories out there.
Now, we couldn't talk about the extraterrestrials without mentioning reptilians.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's interesting. It seems to be when people are raising their spiritual vibration, and this does happen with a lot of star seeds, that reptilians try to intercede to instill fear into them so that it will stop their growth, stunt their growth. I once met a family, and the parents were extremely spiritual, and the boys at that time, I believe, were 12 and 15. And one of the boys already spoke five-star languages, which was really fascinating to me. And they were the most, they were the brightest boys I had ever spoken to. But what was interesting is they came to me because they were having dreams of these reptilians terrorizing them. And it always happened in conjunction with the older son and the father, right? And, you know, so they came to me and wanted to know what that was. And, of course, I explained it as I just explained it to you. And that if you don't buy into it, it just eventually does go away. But there's many people who have positive experiences with reptilians. There are some that that look different. I mean, when we think of a reptilian, we think of the sort of really frightening looking ones, but there's a lot more benevolent looking ones as well. And some people have had face-to-face contact with benevolent ones that I've talked to.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.